Okay, let's get into Tehillim, Perek Hey, the fifth Perek here in Tehillim. And we have another musical instrument mentioned. This Perek starts off with a musical instrument, but then this Perek starts has three parts to it. The first part, David HaMelech says to Hashem, please listen to my tefillos. Listen to my tefillos. I know you listen. I'm davening to you. Listen to my tefillos. The second part is a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, saying that Hashem, Rishayim are near you. Falsehood is near you. And I know that you are the source of all good. Part three is the actual tefillah that David HaMelech says, please guide me in the proper path. Don't let the negative influences be mashpia on me. Meaning, just like in part two, where David HaMelech says to Hashem that Rishoyim aren't near Hashem, and there's no Russia that can be close, so too, let the Rishoyim stay away from me, David says, and let me just serve you properly, and fault them, and let them feel distant, because all of those who are close to you feel the simcha. Right? There are many psukim throughout Tehillim that reflect the bitachon and the greatness of the simcha that one feels when one is close to Hashem, as it says in this parak, v'yismuchu kol chosevach, as we will see. So let's get to the beginning of the parak. So the parak starts off with Lam Natzeach El Hanechilos Mizmor Lo David. Lam Natzeach, as we had on the previous parak, the Lam Natzeach, the conductor, El Hanechilos. Nechilos is a type of instrument. Rashi says, Nechilos, among others, Gitis, Alamos, Kulam, Shemos, Klezemerheim. They are all musical instruments. Uneimos, Hamizmar, Haisa, Lefishir, Haro'i, Laoso, Kli. They're the instruments. Different instruments are more appropriate for different songs and different words. David HaMelech was able to match, or maybe David HaMelech worked with the Menatzeach, with the conductor, to match the songs and the tunes with the best instruments. And that's what the Levim also did in the Beis HaMikdash. So let's Lam Natzeach El Hanechilos Mizmor LaDavid. Part 1 of this parak, David HaMelech saying, Hashem, please listen to my tefillah. I know you are the one to daven to. Amarai Ha'azina Hashem. My words, please listen to. Bina Hagigi, understand my thoughts inside. Hakshiva l'kol shavi, listen to my calling out to you. Malki velokai ki elech espalal, my King, my God, because it's to you that I call out to you. There are a number of secrets about tefillah in this pasuk. The Malbim says that there are four elements of tefillah, crucial elements of tefillah that are embedded in this pasuk. Says the Malbim, Amarai ha'azina. What does that mean? First, the words have to be properly enunciated and formulated. Tanai tefillah hashlema, says the Malbim, heim arba. Number one, based on the Sefer Yikarim, Yofi hamalitza v'kotzer hamamarim. To be able to capture messages in powerful words and not so drawn out. Kotzer hamamarim. That's ha'azina. Ha'azina amarai. We're at amarai, ha'azina. Maybe this is alluded to in the Rambam. The Rambam says that's why the formulated tefillah was created by Anshei Knesset HaGadol. The Rambam says at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, it used to be that everybody davened their own tefillah. Everybody said their own thing, but eventually it was just impossible, says the Rambam. Kivan Shegali Yisrael, beginning of Hilchos Tefillah, Halacha Daled. Kivan Shegali Yisrael b'meinu v'chanetzer ha-rasha, nis'arvu b'paras v'yavan v'shar umos. Once we went into Galus, we went into other nations. V'noldu lahem banim b'artzos ha-goyim. And we had children in those lands. V'osan ha-banim nizbalbala sfasam. They couldn't speak properly. They just spoke a mixture of different languages. You couldn't say a complete, perfect, whole idea in one language. Right? He won't know how to express himself properly. So because of that, Ezra, Sofer, and Akshay Sakadola came along and made tefillah she'kadeshayu aruchos b'fi hakol. The yilmadu osam. Everybody will learn them. V'tiyat tefillas elu ha'alagim tefillah shlema ketefillas baal halashon hatzacha. Everybody could have beautiful, amazing tefillas. That's number one, the formulations. And that's number one here, amarai ha'azina. Number two, says the Malbim, she'taskim ha'machshava v'ha'higayon ha'pnimi. im adibur hachitzoni, that it shouldn't just be lip service. We should be feeling and concentrating on what we're saying. Right, and that's number two. Al ze amar bina hagigi. Hashem, understand and recognize hagigi is like hegyon libi, what's inside. Recognize that I'm davening properly, because kavana inside is the definition. The definition of what tefillah is. That's the Reb Chaim that many are familiar with, where Reb Chaim points out a steer in the Rambam, or about the Reb Chaim in Hilchos Tefillah, that one Rambam says you have to have kavana for all of the Amidah, if possible, but if not, at least the first bracha. And the second Rambam says that you have to have kavana for the entire tefillah. And if not, you didn't daven. How do you put those two Rambams together? So Reb Chaim says that there are two types of kavana. One type of kavana is kavana, what the words mean, pirush hamilos. That's kavana. And that you should try to have as much as you can, but if not, at least the first bracha. But number two is not really a din in kavana. It's really the definition of tefillah, and that is knowing that there's your amid delefnei Hashem. Knowing that you're talking to God, that you're having a private meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we'll see B'ez Hashem in a few psukim. Recognize that inside, that there's an inner feeling, right? Not just the daydreaming, right? A person has to daven and really daven, and that's Bina Hagigi, that second ingredient in tefillah. So number one, the formulation of the words. Number two, Bina Hagigi. Number three, Hakshiva L'kol Shav'i. What is that? Says the Malbim, Ki Geder Lo Yispalel Al Dvarim Biltin Echutzim. Daven for only what you need. You shouldn't daven for extra things. Daven for what you need. L'shavi, shavi, my salvation. Ki geder mila shava, he should so ekli Yeshua. Umispalel ala tzara shekarahu. Number three, so daven for important things, things that you need. Number four, to know that Hashem's the only address to daven to. She yiftach b'tfilaso al Hashem levado, v'lo she'im tfilaso yasim miftacho al ezras besar o emsoiim beino levein Hashem. Right, we have to do our ishtavlus, but to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate address. Al zeh amar ki elecha espalel. Only to you I daven. So those are the four ingredients hinted to in this pasuk that David HaMelech is saying. Rashi also has a beautiful comment here where it says, the first part of the pasuk, Amarai hazin Hashem bin hagigi. The Rashi says, sometimes I'm able to daven and formulate it and verbalize. So listen to those. But sometimes I'm not able to. Right, so when I'm not able to, please listen and recognize those feelings as well. Kishiyesh bi koach lomar tzarchi lefanecha, listen. Ukshein bi koach lispala lefanecha v'hada'aga atzura b'libi bina hagigi. Sometimes I'm not able to daven. I can't get the words out. Whether, if Pinkus expands upon this also based on a Dubna Magid, whether it's a physical impairment, a person all of a sudden is shocked and they can't express themselves and they're out of commission, or spiritually, I'm not in the zone, I'm not in the mood, I'm not feeling it. So we daven at times where we feel high, where we're having an aliyah, so that Hashem, take these feelings now, that so even when I'm in a yerida and I'm not feeling it, you know, you will know that that's what I really want. What he quotes, but this is quoted by others also, what Rabbeinu Tam calls a feeling of katnus hamoch, yemei ahava and yemei sina. Rabbeinu Tam has that in Sefer HaYashar. Right, the days that we're feeling up, days that we're feeling down. So when I could say the words, then bina hagigi, take that and understand for those times that I'm not even so expressive. So we have those phrases. So next, Hashem Boker, one more part of this, the first part of the Mizmar. Hashem Boker Tishma Koli, listen to my tefillah in the morning. Boker era lach v'atzapeh. Right, in the morning I will lay out my tefillah and I will hope and daven for your bracha. What's Boker? So the Mefarshim point out here, the first thing we should do in the morning, right, not anything else. The Halacha Shulchan Aruch says it too, but says the Radak, Boker, ki baboker eis hatfilah, terem sheyasok adam, v'iskei ha'olam. That's a special chus. It's the first thing I do. Maybe it's referring to very early, right, boker, like vasikin. That's a double boker. Boker, boker, that's even vasikin. That's the Gemara that one should always try to daven vasikin. And that's even what the Gemara says in brachas and daftes and the Tosfos. The Gemara says, if you daven, if you're so megulu at tefillah, so then you're not nizok the whole day. Says the Tosfos, v'im tomar v'alo kol olam somkin l'gulu atfila. U'may rabuse, d'rabruna, d'lo pasak chuchim ipume. Rabuna was happy the whole day because he was so megulu at tefillah. Everybody does that. V'yishlomer d'hachi kamar, kol asomek gulu v'tfila, kivasikin, shekorin kriyashma kodem hanetz, v'tfila v'achar hanetz. That's what it means. Kol asomek gulu v'tfila, by netzachama. So that's where we have the special schus, and maybe that's what we're saying here. Boker, when I daven at the ultimate time, please listen. That's part one about Hashem, please listen to my tefillas. Part two, Hashem, risha and wickedness is never in your area, in your mechitza. Hashem, ki lo kel chafetz resha ata, lo yagurcha ra'a. Ra is never near you. Right, Hashem, ki lo mi pi elyon lo tetzi eros vatov. Ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in his ma'on. It's all good. It's all clear. Right? There's no Russia. There can't be any falsehood there. As we know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chasima is MS. There can't be any connection there. Lo yisiasva hololim l'negedei necha. Right? There can't be any hololim. Right? The Mefarshim point out that the Radakia, sometimes hololim means foolish fools. Sometimes it means rishayim. Right? The hololim cannot stand in front of you. Sanesa kapali avid. You hate those that perform sin. Ta'abed dovrei chazav. Destroy them. Dover, may you be ma'abed them. Dover, chazav, those who speak falsehood, ish damim u'mirma yisa'ev Hashem. The Chazal say this is referring again to Doeg and Achitofel that are all up to no good next to against David HaMelech. So David HaMelech is saying, Hashem, again, part one, listen to my tefillah. He didn't say what his tefillah yet is. Number two, Hashem, there's no Rishayim next to you. And part three, the actual tefillah is going to be, so don't let the Rishayim near me influence me. Just like they're not in your mechitza, let them not be in my mechitza. And the tefillah starts off with the pasuk that we say every morning, Va'ani Barov Chastecha. I, David HaMelech says, in your great kindness of Ovesecha, I come into your house. Eshtachave, I bow down al hechal kachacha b'yirasecha, I bow down to your hechal. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this, to be said as we walk into shul. The Mishnah Berurah has a two-line hakdama to Simen Memvav, Dini Berchad HaShachar, says the Mishnah Berurah. Kodem bo'ol beis haknesses, bo'ochu adayin b'chatzar beis haknesses. When you're still outside, yomar, b'veis alokim nahalech baragish. We go to the house of God in with trembling and with excitement. V'yargish v'yirta atzmo. You should be excited, but also be drawn away. Behi konsola beis haknesses mirov pachto. From the pacha that we should feel going into shul. V'yamtin v'yishema'at. You're about to go into shul, pull back. Wait a minute. V'yomar and say, V'ani barov chastecha ova v'isecha. Hashem, it's only in your chesed that I'm able to come and have this opportunity to daven to you. Eshtacha ve'el heichal kachcha v'irsecha. And I bow down. V'yachar kach yikanes. And then go in. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that from the Shari Tshuva. When we go in, we have to know what we're going into. Again, many Mefarshim say that we're so far away from this. Where's the Mora? Where's the Mora of our shuls? Again, the Shulchan Aruch says, just as an example, Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Megillah, we should bring our children to shul to hear the Megillah. We should bring our children. Minag Tov, the Shulchan Aruch says in Tafreish Peites Sifaf. Minag tov lahavi katan and muktanos lashmo mikra megillah. It's a minag tov, but the Mishnah Berurah says they have to be able to keep kavod atfila and kavod beis haknesses. V'yachshav avanu seinu harabim nafochu, says the Mishnah Berurah. Shelavach inam shomim, not only the people, they don't come, but the Shulchan Aruch says, let them come to hear the Megillah. Not only do they not hear, elhei mevalbalim shegam agdolim inim chom lashmo. They make it that nobody can hear. They only come to shul to bang Haman. That's not chinuch. That's not chinuch. Right? Therefore, it should be in a context that there could be covered based haknesses in our places and in our shuls. Again, Rav Pinkus here discusses it's a little hard because we feel at home in shul, which is a good thing. We should feel at home. We shouldn't feel like we're in a stranger's house, like the other religions. He says maybe they feel like they don't belong in the place. That's why they're so well behaved, because they don't feel like they're in their own house. But we feel like we're in our own house. We feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inviting us in, and he enjoys when we're there. So it's a little hard. That's what he says. We have this irony. We're like family members. When we talk, they laugh at us. Oh, you don't have covet for your shuls. Real is the opposite, right? We're there all the time, and it's like we're B'nai Bias. But still, even though we're B'nai Bias, we have to have that proper covet that we need. We also have to recognize the chesed it is to come to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Like the It's said for the Ramban, but the Rambam holds it too, right? Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about tefillah, that the Rambam says it's a mitzvah to daven every single day. Ula avdu b'cholavavchem ezu hi avodah shebaleiv zu tefillah. We're on Tainus Daf Beis. The Rambam counts it as a mitzvah asei daraisa achiyev. Achiyev to daven every single day. The Ramban does not. The Ramban's lashon in Sefer HaMitzvahs is that it is not a achiyev daraisa. He does not understand that mitzvah as a tzivui, but as a remez. And it is, the Ramban says, a great idea and a chesed of Hashem to daven. But it's not a mitzvah. It's not counted as one of the separate Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's the Ramban here in Sefer HaMitzvahs. He says, Vaday kol inyan atila eino chov aklal, avu hu mimidus chesed abor yizbarach aleinu, sheshomea va'one b'chol kareinu elav. It's a chesed that we get to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, does that mean the Rambam holds that tefillah is not a chesed of Hashem? He also holds the chesed. What? And the Ramban says it's not a mitzvah, as Rav Asher Weiss points out. Not everything that's not counted doesn't mean that it's fundamental, and it's not counted as a separate one of 613. And he compares Yishev Eretz Yisrael of the Rambam and tefillah of the Ramban. Neither of those can be missing. And you can't be a complete Jew unless you have the Yishev Eretz Yisrael of the Rambam and the tefillah. You could be a perfect Jew without davening, according to the Ramban? Of course not. So he was saying the same thing about Yishev Eretz Yisrael of the Rambam. You're missing something major. But again, we have to recognize the Rambam also holds that it's Chaz De Hashem to allow us to have a conversation and to meet up with him every time we come to shul. But that's Berov Chastacha of Oveisecha. So it's a mixture of feelings. We walk in and we feel the Chesed of Hashem. Berov Chastacha of Oveisecha. And then Eshtacha V'Lekashcha V'Yirasecha. There's Chesed and there's Yira in the same pasuk. And that's what we say as we walk into shul. Good. There's a lot about tefillah, but we'll continue. Hashem. And now, David HaMelech gets to his actual tefillah. Again, part one of the Mizmar was, Hashem, I know you listen to tefillahs, and I'm going to daven to you. Part two, Rishonim aren't near you. They're not in your mechitza. Don't let them be your mechitza. It's all falsehood. And now, relating that to me, don't let them be mashpia on me. Necheni, David HaMelech here has a request. It's a spiritual request. Necheni v'tzidkasecha. Guide me in your righteousness, laman shorai, against those who are against me. Hayishar lefanai darkecha. Straighten your path in front of me. I want to follow you. I want to be connected to you. Right? It's a bakashas trachav, but in ruchnius. Right? Some achronim note that we know generally we don't have bakashas rachamim on Shabbos. You're not supposed to ask for things because it's supposed to feel as if everything's done on Shabbos, but we do have. Look at the main middle of Shmoneh Esrei. Right, that's all bakasha. So some achronim say, I think Rav Moshe, that bakasha's trachov of ruchnius were allowed to ask on Shabbos. That we're allowed to ask, and that's what David Melech is asking here. David Melech is asking ruchnius. Necheni b'tzidkasecha, ki ein b'fiu nechonam nechona. Right, don't let me be influenced by them because they are crooked. Ein b'fiu nechona, their mouths aren't straight. Kirbam havuvos, their insides are crooked. Kever pasua gronam, their throat is an open grave, meaning there's no bottom to it. There's so much evil that can be done. Lashonim yachlikun, they have smooth tongues. They try to smooth things out over. Ha'ashimim elokim, Hashem, be ma'ashim them. What does that mean? Find them guilty. Or the Radak says, maybe it also means make them desolate from the word shemama. Yiplu mimoat sosehem, let them fall from what they're trying to do to me. Barov pishem hadichemo, in their great negligence, push them away, kimaru bach, because they have rebelled against you. What's rebelled against you? Those who rebel against David rebel against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? That relates to the Yisrael that we mentioned. David HaMelech was chosen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? What did David HaMelech say in one of the previous prakam we saw? That David is the anointed one and the appointed one by ki, right? What did David HaMelech say? Ki hifla Hashem chasid lo. Right, that was in the previous parak. He hifla Hashem chasidlo. So David says, Hashem chose me. Hashem chose me, and I will fulfill what I have been chosen to do. Right, don't take that away from me. So here too, if they rebel against Hashem, kimaru bach. Right, that's based on the Rambam. The Rambam in Pirush Mishnayos, Yisod Yud Beis. Right, the 12th of the Ani Mamin says that lahamin ulaame sheyavo by Mashiach v'lo Yisachar. That's the Mashiach. Yisod, but not to say a specific time. Don't try to figure out when he's going to come. But included in that, the Rambam says, "Umichlal yisod zeh she'ein melech liYisrael ela mibeis David umizera Shlomo bilvad v'kala cholik al mishpacha zos kafar b'Hashem yisbarach uvedivrei neviyav." If you're cholik on this, that David and Shlomo are the ones that are Mashiach, so then you're denying they're being kofar on Hashem. So maybe that's this pasuk, right? Yimaru bach. They're rebelling against you, Hashem. And David ends up by saying, but let all of those who take refuge and feel close to you be happy. They will rejoice forever. And you cover them like schach. You protect them. Those that love your name will rejoice. Hashem, you will bless the tzaddik Hashem, or you will bless Hashem the tzaddik. Katsina. Sina is like a shield that goes around different all sides of the warrior. Ratzon tatrenu, right? Your ratzon, they're following your ratzon. You will protect them. You will crown them with your defense shield. So again, David HaMelech, another maimer aperik about the beauty and the belief that those who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu have simcha, and those other ones will be away from God.